Blog Talk Radio.
Little something that talks about real love. Want to tell you a little story.
Heard a story someone told me the other day. Of a love once strong that now has faded away. All that was said at the altar, what did it really mean? Were they just caught up in the moment of a little boy and little girl's dream? Yeah, it's kind of strange, people think that love is only what they feel. It's in the hard times that it's revealed.
Service.
And Sandra Lewis as well.
Yet pressing.
Yes.
If you only knew. But, you know, I tell you, it's funny that our brother Stacy Harkin with that rendition of Love Never Fails, it becomes more and more profound every time we hear it.
Yeah.
Every time we play it. Because it is the absolute truth. It is a resounding truth that grants us assurance.
Yeah.
Something to truly embrace in these trying and uncertain times is something so assuring and solid about that truth. It brings solace, doesn't it, Ambassador Sandra?
Right.
That love never fails despite our downfalls.
Mm-hmm.
Despite our shortcomings,
right.
Despite our misunderstandings, love never fails.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for that. Am I right?
Right.
That's our good brother, Stacy Harkin. You can find him at missionsinmusic.com. That's missionmusic.com. Did I say that right?
No, you didn't.
missionsinmusic.com. Missionsinmusic.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
That's it.
But, and I tell you, nothing is more prevalent to remember and to find ourselves back at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It brings us back to Doe. When so many things are confusing, so many things are twisted these days, when the right is being called wrong and wrong is being called right, the good news is returning to God. Yes, repenting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Reminds us that love never fails.
Right.
We got so much to weigh in on today.
Yeah.
As we defend marriage. Yes, defense of marriage, you know. Very interesting how we arrived at this point this evening. But for now, Sister Lewis, I just want to give you a hearty hello and how you doing?
I am blessed. You know, like you said, there's a lot to weigh in on, and I find it quite humbling, and I see this platform that we have as something that I regard with very high regard, because I know me, and I know that I'm nobody special. You know, I don't have the credentials that men would regard as given any, I guess, credibility. You know, I don't have degrees behind my name and those type of things. But I thank God that I didn't choose him, but he chose me.
He certainly did.
I thank God that for this platform and this voice that he has given us, that we didn't petition for it, we didn't run for office for it, we didn't, it wasn't something that we pursued, but it found us.
Yes.
And I find it very humbling that we have the opportunity to set some things straight when it comes to the way God sees things. Because our principal and foremost desire, and I believe I can speak for the both of us, is not for people to hear Winston and Sandra, but for them to hear God.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to
through Winston and Sandra.
That's right. And we're going to get into this. We must give due diligence so that we can have this order set properly, because there's so much to be said.
Yeah.
And I know you're chomping at the bit, but I can tell you that is absolutely my echo. It's beyond me. It's beyond you. It's beyond us.
Yes.
Yet, it is true words. And I can't reiterate when I say that, that that doesn't mean anything about me as much as I'm a vessel and you're a vessel.
Right.
But it is a message that needs to be spoken.
Mm-hmm.
And we are simply standing on the word of God.
Right.
The true and the living, the one and the only. You see.
Yes.
So, without further ado, we must give due diligence by approaching the throne of grace. Oh, Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, we truly thank and praise you for this blessed opportunity to come and represent you in this moment. Oh, great God, we trust you as you lead us through this cyber service to establish your truths, oh, great God. We trust you to word our mouths, guide our footsteps. We trust you to release the yokes of bondage and the things that entangle the minds of our dear friends and your precious souls. Lord, we pray, oh Lord, for marriages that are bound under holy matrimony in your name. For this is our prayer and our asking that your will be done. Your praise go forth and the glory be thine. And in all things, we will be careful to give you the praise, glory, and the honor. Lord, we say a special prayer for those who are going through in their marriage, who are struggling to keep it surviving. We pray for both parties that they realize that they are one in this covenant that has been established before you. We pray their strength in you. This is our prayer and our asking that your will be done. Your praise go forth and the glory be thine. And one more request, O Lord, we pray a blessing for those who are enduring, continuing to fight the good fight of faith, standing in truth and holy matrimony. This is our prayer that their marriage continue to abound toward higher heights and deeper depths in you.
Yes.
For this is our prayer and our asking. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, yes, let's get into it. And from that last request, in praying for marriages that continue, we have a special shout out to our ambassador, Debbie Miranda, and her husband, Michael, whose 25th anniversary is coming up this week. And, you know, in defense of all of you, y'all can do better than that.
Yes.
25 years.
Yes.
You see.
Yes.
And chock full of great memories and their family. We truly want to give them a shout out.
Yeah.
You know, because we celebrate.
And that's Ambassador Debbie Miranda and her husband, Dr. Michael Miranda.
That's right.
Yes.
And, you know, we have to recognize these such things in light of what we're dealing with today.
Yeah.
You know, it should be no wonder the subject we cover. You know, Sister Lewis, you were touching on how you know, it's humbling that we have the opportunity to represent. But truth be told, we probably are taking the unpopular stand these days.
These days.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
If you can believe that. We are on the minority, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We are taking the unpopular stand. And it sounds really, you know, 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, this would have, you know, truly been in the left field. But to say that we're standing for marriage between a man and a woman, one man, one woman.
That's right.
Is controversial?
From birth.
Uh-huh.
Men from birth,
uh-huh,
and women from birth.
You see, because we live in some interesting times.
Yes.
And I'm choosing these words this way because we do represent an ambassage. We don't call ourselves ambassadors for no reason. One of and part of our call is that as ambassadors of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm,
is that we portray and display diplomacy for the sake of moving forward, for the sake of being progressive and productive,
mm-hmm,
for the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Does it mean that we necessarily compromise our faith as much as we may make amends to extend our hand,
exactly,
of friendship?
Right.
To let folk know you are welcome in the kingdom. Now, we've got to establish that first,
mm-hmm,
because in light of the recent Supreme Court ruling here recently, you see,
mm-hmm,
there is a great divide, you see, of on this issue,
mm-hmm,
same-sex marriage versus traditional,
mm-hmm,
marriage between a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great divide. There's a great chasm occurring. Just as in all of our society there, the black and white issue, the difference of cultures, the transgender issue. I was born a man, I feel like a woman. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And all of these things that are coming up to blur the lines of reality, you see. But truth be told, when you go to God's word, there are some distinct things said. Now, we found this interesting, and I guess I divulge a bit of this personal situation today. Felt a little under the weather out there in the rain throughout the Midwest. I was traveling and got caught in a downpour everywhere I went. And it was a little run down, and we were looking for a program to run that would be appropriate for the moment. And it was interesting. My wife found a program we had 2 years ago, almost to the day. It was on the 30th of June,
right,
2013.
Yep.
And it happened to be the recent event at the time concerned the striking down,
mm-hmm,
of the Defense of Marriage Act,
right,
which wanted to negate that the establishment of marriage being between one man and one woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they meant to strike that down 2 years ago, and here it is 2 years, almost to the date where same-sex marriage has been ratified by the Supreme Court.
Right.
You see, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and I must say, as we listened to edit and upload this broadcast, these words resound today,
right,
as true as they were then, and that's why we're going to play the direct recording from that time.
Are ever humbled by the presence of the Lord in our lives? And I realize when you're hearing that with your natural ear, it may sound strange. Many people scoff that the Lord is yet speaking to people today due to their lack of revelation or ability to embrace the truth. But I'm here to tell you, I know that which has led me and my wife to make the stand that we're making with dying to be married. And I know without a shadow of a doubt the truth of what God is saying to and through us, and it brings me to the word today. In light of recent activities on Capitol Hill, in the Supreme Court, I believe it is, the striking down of the Defense of Marriage Act, and I'm not adept to all of the details of the issue as much as I am here, and I'm not here to make a political stand. As Sister Lewis brought forth, this is a spiritual stand to this extent. Our support, as this ministry is based, is in defense of marriage. As our opening introduction indicated, that we are here to represent the true process of matrimony. We are here to represent what God says about it, as we thoroughly believe, is the ultimate authority. You know, in many folks' mind, believing God at all, everyone will agree that God is the ultimate authority. You see, the one who has the final say in our lives, the one who issues the final judgment, surely. Most people will agree with that. But when juxtaposing that concept with their everyday lives, it's a different story. And that's what we're here to represent today, the truth of the matter, what God says about what he esteems as marriage, what God has said through his anointed people. Granted, we do bear an anointing, my wife and I. Surely it would be your opinion to deem it so or not. But I'm here to tell you these words that I represent are not mine, but God's. And I'm coming from his word with it. So if you'll bear with me, take a minute to use three passages of scripture to unfold this truth. Usually we like to take just a passage or a verse, but it'll take a little bit unfolding just to make this point that, yes, we here at Dying to Be Married with Winston and Sandra Lewis stand in defense of marriage, which works when you work it God's way. Am I right, Sister Lewis?
Amen.
So, three passages. Genesis 2:18, 21 through 25. Hebrews 13:5 and Ephesians 6:13. Three quick steps. A little bit of reading, but to make the point, so let it be. Genesis 2:18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him." Genesis 2:21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Hebrews 13:5. I'm sorry. That would be Hebrews 13:4. I'm reading the NIV version. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexual immoral, all the sexually immoral. Ephesians 6:13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Reading the chain link of those passages brings us to this point, making this statement as loud and as clear as we can. We are here to defend this that God has established as the institution of marriage. Yes, and yes, between a man and a woman. Wondering, Sister Lewis, did you hear me stutter? Maybe not.
No.
You see. And that does not say this. We are not necessarily here to fight against anyone, but we are here to stand for what God has established. You see, we are not here to hate on anyone, but we are here to stand for the love that God has called to establish. Standing on this word, surely we see the distinction as marriage was meant to be. When it comes to wife, there's only one word for wife as it stands in Genesis. In the original writing, this word wife in the 24th verse of Genesis in the second chapter, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife. That word is
Strong's H-802. Isha.
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 Isha. It only means wife, woman, opposite of man, wife, woman, married to a man. You see. Isha. So the distinction is clear, and for the sake of, as it pertains to this chain link of scriptures, in the fourth verse of the 13th chapter of Hebrews, it lets us know, as marriage should be honorable, and I'm sorry, in Ephesians the 6th chapter, when the edict to stand is presented, it lets us know so that when the day of evil comes, it's a day of evil that we live in, where when the things of God are twisted in such a way as they may seem almost unrecognizable, where the things of God, even as they are presented as if they are something evil. Am I right? As in, if God established it, is something wrong with it? And that truly is an evil day. You see, because what do we have if we can't esteem God to be as pure and as true as any being there is, as our ultimate authority, as the majority of us believe? Where will we be if we esteem the things of our true and living God to be evil? I'm sorry, dear friends, but that's just a lie from the pit of hell. You see, and we have to be careful. Therefore, we need to stand for what's right. And that's what we're here to do. We're standing at our post in defense, yes, of marriage. And no, not in defense of some political stand or some political party. Because if we want to talk about what's evil, but we're not going there tonight. We're here to stand for what's right. Yep. We're here to stand for what God says is right. And that's where we get what's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's what God says is right. Mm-hmm. You see, and he will be the ultimate judge. And that's where it brings us to the 13th chapter of Hebrews in the 5th verse, which says, I'm sorry, 4th verse again, which says, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. God will judge. You know, I know in America, God bless this country prayerfully, that we have the right to choose and believe what we want to believe. We have the right to believe or not believe. You see, surely that's what our country is based on. But, dear friends, don't get it twisted. Beyond this life, there is a God who shall judge us all. Before this life, before this country, before this earth, there is a God who made us all. After this country, after this earth, after this life, there is a God who judges us all. That is the one I will dare to believe that we should listen to. He is the one that I believe is necessary for us to obey. And that is thereby why we, Ambassador Sandra and Ambassador Winston, on the behalf of Dying to Be Married, will dare to stand in defense of marriage. Yes, between a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. Sister Lewis, what do you think about that?
Well, in light of everything that has been said and the display of pride for the decision that was made.
Mm-hmm.
I stand on the word of God, which says in Romans, and I'm going to begin in Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed
mm-hmm.
of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone, no matter who it is, who believes. For the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it, the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who, right here, exchanged the truth of God for the lie,
mm-hmm.
and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their heart, in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. And it goes on.
But that says it all. It is truly.
But I'm going to skip down to this last verse. Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. So, we are in a time where, in just clear, cut, and dry, we have to stand. Just as darkness, people who are in darkness, they're adamant about what they believe, what they think is right, what they think should be allowed. How much more those of us who be in Christ? It's as you said, we don't hate the sinner. But just as God doesn't hate the sinner, he hates the sin. We love the person. And so we don't condemn the person. But we want to let them know that God has so much more. He wants so much more. But we shortchange what God really desires for us. And this is, you know, right now, because that's in the forefront of the news, that's the focus. But the bottom line is sin.
True.
No matter what it is.
You know, it reminds me of this passage, and I'm going to close on this point, that when, in response to Cain's frustration that God didn't accept his sacrifice, God said this to him in the 4th chapter of Genesis in the 6th verse. It says, "Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." And that's the choice. You know, in today's society, we have choices to make. And it's just the sad fact that people choose to do what is considered wrong. God is the one that determines what's acceptable, what's not. God is the one that determines what's right and what's wrong. And all of a sudden these days, just because people tend to not believe in God, they tend to not want to establish what's right and what's wrong and push the envelope. So for the sake of, when you're talking about the one who judges, ultimately, that's where you have to make the choice. You're going to either choose to rise up or fall down. The choice is yet up to you. We just happen to want to stand and desire to stand and need to stand for what God says is right and what God establishes as true.
Listening to a broadcast being brought to you by Kingdom United Ministries Network.
The mission of Kingdom United Ministries Network is to unite, promote, and expand the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the sake of souls. The vision of this ministry can be found within the theme of Matthew 25, verses 33 through 45, which in essence is what you have done to the least of these, you've done to me.
We invite you to visit our website at www.kingdomcomenet.com. That is www.kingdomcomenet.com. Through this network of ministry broadcasts and online features, we are touching the world for the kingdom.
Our weekly broadcast, which airs each Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., Dying to be Married with Winston and Sandra Lewis, deals with the true process of holy matrimony between a man and a woman and Christ and the church, so they are no longer two but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Matthew 19:6.
Our monthly lineup is the first through the fourth Saturday of each month at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and can be accessed via the web pages listed on the website of Kingdom United Ministry Network. There you will also find previous archives and relative ministry resources.
For our women's ministry, which airs on the first Saturday of the month, we have Naomi's Daughters, hosted by ambassadors and women on fire, Sandra Lewis, Latoya Walker, Kathy Thompson, and Sister Linda Mariah. Stop by Kingdom's Kitchen for inspirational blogs. And visit our sister site, Minister Debbie Miranda's Radiant Tree Productions, LLC, for holistic health and organic skin and hair care products and information. Find us on Facebook.
On the second Saturday is Kingdom Foundational Truths, highlighted by Ambassadors Winston Lewis and Antonio McCoy, which is an open conversation of foundational truths that every Christian should know second nature, highlighting the basic principles of Christian faith, while reserving the right to go deeper and prompting open discussion.
On the third Saturday, we have Kept on Campus, which is a ministry that broadcasts serve as a monthly forum for young adults to tune in and discuss what's happening on our campuses, both physically and spiritually. Join in the conversation and encourage others to participate as well. Let's talk about what's happening on your campus, in your community, or in your life. Find us on Facebook at https://kept on campus.
And on the fourth Saturday, Kingdom Kids Network. Kingdom Kids Network is our youth ministry and is hosted by Junior Ambassadors Clinton
and Imani, and we are Kingdom Kids. Together, we are reaching our peers, talking about the challenges of our youth and the solutions for Jesus Christ.
Visit our website and view other ministry features and resources, including previous guest websites, Bible resources, blogs, and much, much more. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, visit our expansion and donation page, where a secure donation can be made, or write us and mail in your donation to Kingdom United Ministries Network, P.O. Box 51661, Kalamazoo, Michigan, 49005. If you'd like to be a guest on any of our broadcasts or are led to become a part of this network, send us an email by going to the broadcast page and provide us your contact and ministry information, or send to KUMN at KingdomComeNet.com. Follow us on Blog Talk or send us your email or social media information for regular updates. And as always, you are welcome.
I remember when life
to the reason why this subject was chosen for times such as now. When love hates. Sounds oxymoronic, surely, but it's something that must be distinguished in a time where there are so many blurred lines. And as we spoke about the reason why that clip was chosen, that might sound like we recorded that today. That was 2 years ago,
right,
almost to the day,
yeah,
on the 30th of June,
2013,
mm-hmm, when the Defense of Marriage Act was being challenged and disbanded even.
Right.
By the Supreme Court. And surely in recent current events where same-sex marriage is being ratified across the nation for every state, great controversy is occurring, great chasms of love versus hate. Well, as ambassadors, we are here to represent what God says, not taking a side as much as we're taking standing for Him, to uphold His standard,
right,
which speaks on these truths. And listening back to that exhortation and admonition, you'll see where we stand. Those words were truly words we stand by today.
Exactly.
You see, I know so many people have been swayed by the propaganda that this is something about civil rights and all these other things, but we're taking the spiritual stand,
mm-hmm,
for what God's word says.
And, you know, and I have to say this because I come, as Paul said in Philippians 3:13-14, I don't consider myself to have apprehended,
mm-hmm,
or to have captured and made it known my own yet. But one thing I do know,
mm-hmm,
it is my one aspiration, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press.
Mm-hmm.
We say this all the time. We're in the press. I press on toward the goal to win the supreme and heavenly prize to which God in Christ Jesus is calling us upward.
You see.
There may be a Supreme Court,
right,
a U.S. Supreme Court that governs laws.
Mm-hmm.
But we are not, we're not. There is a higher.
Yeah.
There is a more supreme.
You see, that Supreme Court, they say, this is the last word. This,
mm-hmm,
is the final word,
exactly,
on this issue. It stands. It's set. Truth be told, there is a more final word, if you will.
Exactly.
Okay, because God is the ultimate judge.
And this is the law, the legality.
Mm-hmm.
This is, we're talking about what is permitted,
mm-hmm,
what man's law considers permitted. But there is the word of God.
Speaking
and
of which,
that's the one.
Let's set these scriptures quickly because, you know, we spend a lot of time on this setup, but some things must be established,
mm-hmm,
in the time that we have. First and foremost, 1 John 4:8. It reads, if you amplify with me, Sister Lewis, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
He who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know him, for God is love.
Then we're going to Proverbs 6:16-19. And let me say, as you're turning there, Sister Lewis, we must first start and know the truth of the matter, that God is love. He's the essence. He's beyond love we know.
Mm-hmm.
The agape love that loves unconditionally, you see. And we've got to know that going into this, because,
mm-hmm,
that part has been so misconstrued for so many years. And all of that you're seeing,
mm-hmm,
so many people taking the divisive stand of hating this situation,
mm-hmm,
and hating the people, when the truth of the matter is God is love.
Right.
But this Proverbs 6:16 says something else. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him.
These six things the Lord hates, indeed. Seven are an abomination to him.
A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood.
A proud look, the spirit that makes one overestimate himself and underestimate others. A lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood,
and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief.
A heart that manufactures wicked thoughts and plans, feet that are swift in running to evil.
A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren.
A false witness who breathes out lies even under oath, and he who sows discord among his brethren.
You know, some may wonder, well, you know, what does that have to do with the current events? A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because when this situation goes down, aren't there pride parades and
mm-hmm.
people are proud of this, and you look on their Facebook icons, you can tell which side people choose with the
mm-hmm.
the oh-so-trendy rainbow, which is something totally different from
mm-hmm.
what God said it was to be.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here to say, as an ambassador of diplomacy, God loves us all.
Exactly.
A reminder of that passage that was used in the 2013 admonition
mm-hmm.
about Cain.
Mm-hmm.
Cain, God knew his heart.
Right.
He knew that when God chose Abel's sacrifice over Cain, what it did to Cain. Cain didn't like it. Cain hated it. He despised not only, he was not just jealous of Abel, but he had something against God for choosing Abel's sacrifice over his.
Mm-hmm.
After all the work he went
right.
through, why right. wasn't my sacrifice chosen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is my passion. This is what I love to do.
Right.
Why did you not choose mine?
Mm-hmm.
And God warned him in that fourth chapter. You go right to it. And we read it in the admonition earlier.
Mm-hmm.
God said, basically paraphrasing, if you do right,
right.
I'll prefer you.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it the way I prefer, I will honor what you do.
Right.
But if you don't, sin lies at the door.
Exactly.
Now, as much as in the first chapter of Romans, you see the penalty
mm-hmm.
for choosing a destructive lifestyle
mm-hmm.
and making decisions against God's desire.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how God dealt with Cain, despite him rising up and, yes, killing his brother.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't in turn kill him.
Right.
Okay? If you do wrong, God doesn't mean to just destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
He let Cain go on and live a life. And Cain was quite productive in his life after this incident.
Mm-hmm.
He was quite productive. He had a long line of sons and daughters, you see. God means for us to learn what is right and what is true,
mm-hmm.
you see. God even allowed him to have a skill. It wasn't the thing he truly desired in the first place. He desired to be a man of raising plants. He went on to work steel and other things, because God wouldn't allow him to do that thing he wanted to do. But what it says is, even when we're disobedient, God is beckoning us back to him. God means for us to learn the lessons more than to teach us in a harsh way that strikes us down and destroys us when we don't do right.
Mm-hmm.
That's called his grace. It's unmerited favor. It's that which we hadn't learned, and it brings us back to dumb. God is love. He means us well. And that's the part we don't understand quite as men. We can't quite conceive this great concept of the intelligent design of God to this extent. We feel like we got to know everything and have it in front of us and see us. But faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The thing we don't have is that foresight that God has. In his omniscience, he knows what things should be.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the result of what will happen in the choices that we make. That's something we don't know,
mm-hmm.
you see. We can only speculate, and many times we make the wrong decision. God knew what Cain would do.
Exactly.
Before he killed Abel,
mm-hmm.
he knew the results of it. But something God saw in Cain, he allowed him to live. He allowed him to go on. He could have destroyed him, but he didn't. He knew something else. He knew something more than what we know from our own perspective. He knows something, the reason why he said what he says about homosexuality. Mm-hmm. He knows what it results in. Mm-hmm. He knows the slippery slope of these decisions that men make. He knows all these things, and what we have to do as men is trust that God knows.
Right.
Something that song The Whining sang. Parents, we look to parents who knew what was right because they bore the light.
Right.
It's not like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that we can know is that our Heavenly Father hasn't changed.
Exactly.
He still knows right, mm-hmm, beyond what we know, beyond what we can calculate and speculate. He knows for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And if he says something is right, you can best believe he knows the reasons why.
That's it.
We just dare to believe Winston and Sandra Lewis are dying to be married, that God knows best.
That's right.
And that's why we take the stand we take,
right,
for marriage God's way.
Yes. You know, and at this time, it's so much that we could say, but I believe that what was needed to be said has been said. But those who do not know Jesus Christ, yes, Jesus Christ, it's important that we acknowledge Jesus, the one who God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. That Jesus, Yahshua. If you don't know him as your personal Savior, if you have not had an experience that transformed your life with him, this is an opportunity for you to have that experience tonight. If you would just repeat this simple prayer after me, Father God, in Jesus' name, I come to you. I believe that Jesus Christ died for me, a sinner. I couldn't get myself right, but you gave your Son to die and pay the penalty for my sin so that I would be reunited with you, in right standing with you. And I believe that as he died, as he gave his life, he also rose again on the third day and is now seated at your right hand. I believe that he did it for me, that you gave your Son for me, and I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Father God, I pray that those who have prayed that prayer will know your love.
Yes,
yes, your love that transcends any love that we've ever experienced on this earth. Father, that they will have a manifestation of your love in their lives, that they will have an experience where they will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they are changed, that they are born again. Yes, we were all born in sin, shaped in iniquity, but because you gave your Son Jesus, we can have everlasting life. Father, we thank you for it right now. We pray for every individual, Lord, who is going through something right now. Lord, we're praying for those who are struggling with their identity, who are struggling to find a place in this world, to know what the purpose for their lives really is. We know without knowing the purpose, abuse is inevitable. But, Father, we're asking you for revelation in Jesus' name. And we will give you the glory. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for another broadcast of Dying to Be Married with Winston and Sandra Lewis. And we invite you to visit our website at www.kingdomcomenet.com and browse all of our pages and follow us on Blog Talk for updates of future broadcasts. God bless you.
You know, it's a process, Mrs. Lewis. We're learning to love.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
We're learning.